Good evening. I've written on the board fallow ground, and I believe, if I did my research properly, I believe that phrase only is in the Bible twice. The word is in there maybe one more time, but it's talking about a color instead of what I'd like to talk about tonight is fallow ground. I'm not a farmer in the sense that I've ever purposely fallowed ground in the way that this is talking about. I have fallowed ground, but it's not necessarily because it was intentional or because my intent was what fallowing ground is normally done for. My understanding of fallowing ground could be multiple reasons. Pest control, replenishing the nutrients in the dirt. It can be a form of moisture control in drier areas where you don't have a load on the soil to consuming more of the moisture. There's multiple ways of fallowing ground. Sometimes it's done with, I'm doing some reading, sometimes it's done chemically. I don't think it's done so much anymore where they just spray everything and just kill the whole field and just make sure it stays black dirt for the entire time. That, I don't think that's as much in practice now, but that was a way of doing it. Cover crops are a way of doing it, planting nitrogen-fixing crops so it puts more nitrogen in the soil and then they'll just till that under or just wait till that is naturally passed and they'll do the no-till method. So there's different ways of fallowing ground. I'd like to read the definition of fallow. This is from the Webster 1812 dictionary. I like the older dictionary. It tends to have the definition. It's a little closer to what the intent was when they translated the Bible and the language into the King James. Fallow, there's multiple definitions. Unsowed, not tilled, left to rest after a year or more of tillage as fallow ground or fallow field. Left unsowed after plowing, the word is applied to the land after it's plowed. Unplowed or uncultivated, unoccupied or neglected. And then it can also be, those are all the adjective versions of it. A noun is being land that has lain, you know, a year or more untilled or unseeded. And then a verb, to plow, harrow, and break land without seeding it for the purpose of destroying weeds and insects and rendering it mellow. It is found for the interest of the farmer to fallow cold, stray, at strong clay land. So there's multiple definitions of fallow, but I have two thoughts, and hopefully we can get through both of them this evening. Maybe stick with me a little bit. Hopefully the connections are made the way they were in my mind. The Lord brought these scriptures to me. The first one is in Hosea 10 and 12. It says, I'm sorry, not 10 and 12. I've got the wrong. 10 and 12, sorry. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So, I'm just going to be honest. Where the Lord brought this thought to me was these last few weeks and months, I've been really seeking the Lord for a deepening and a strengthening my relationship with him, a deepening of my experience, my Christian experience with him. And what's one of the things that he has been working with me on is this thought. Is you have some fallow ground, and for me to be able to bring things to you, I need you to, there's some work you need to do. You need to break up some of this stuff. There's another verse in Jeremiah, this other verse, it says, it's talking about to the men of Judah. It says, to the men of Judah, break up your fallow ground so we don't, and don't sow among thorns. So I was, the two thoughts I had, the first type of fallow ground, I kind of visioned in my heart that after salvation, we have a heart change. There's still a lot of work to be done. But after salvation, I'm not the same person that I was. Maybe I had a lot of stuff going on in my life that was not good, not okay. And when the Lord comes in, he helps us go clean everything up. Just I kind of look at it as I just say you just go purchase a 500-acre farm, and you start, it's grown up. And so you go out there and you decide, okay, I'm going to clean all this land up so it's usable again. But it may not be practical for you if it's fixed income or whatever, that you may not be able to plant everything all at once and suddenly be able to start reaping the benefits from it. I was thinking of that with our salvation. As soon as I got saved, the Lord didn't require all the things he requires of me right now. He didn't require all the depth that I've been able to gain over time. He didn't require all that of me. But as I've grown in him, he's continued to help me plant more and more and to be able to reap more and more fruit from the ground, which is, in our case, our heart and our mind. But we have unlimited land and ground for us to till up for the Lord to work with. But that's the first type of fallow ground I was thinking of, is we all have some, we have land that when we got saved, the Lord, I'm going to speak from my experience, the Lord helped me clear it out and clean it all out and maybe even till it up. Maybe there's some ugly stuff, some thorns and ugly things that are on all these fields in my life. And the Lord helped me till all that stuff under. But what I found is I didn't have to immediately suddenly be in charge of a 500-acre farm. He let me start small and this say, all right, Jared, this is what I require of you. This is what I want you to do. And he's going to require more and more of me. And as I expand further and further out, I'm going to have to keep working up more land. I was thinking of just some simple things that the Lord has been requiring of me recently. I've been reaching out to him and say, Lord, I want to understand more of your word. I want to understand more of who you are. I want to gain a closer relationship with you, and I want you to be more present. I want to be more present with you, and I want to feel you, Lord, and throughout my day, I want to feel that constant communion. Well, and this is the verse that he brought to my mind. He said, all right, then there's some ground that needs to be broken up. Because I have some, and I think I've brought this out to y'all recently, there's some things that he's asked me to maybe lay aside. It's not necessarily, the ground was lying fallow, and when it's lying fallow, there's no fruit that's coming of it. It doesn't necessarily mean it was bad. It doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't necessarily mean that it was anything wrong or anything that would send me to hell or any. It wasn't necessarily any of those things, but it was just lying empty and fallow, and it wasn't bringing any fruit. It was occupying space on my farm, if you want to call it that. It was occupying a real estate, but it wasn't something that the Lord had yet required of me. It hasn't. He was letting it lay fallow because in time, and that's what they do in farms now, is in time, whenever it's economically feasible, they'll go till that up, and when the ground is ready, they'll till it up and plant, and it becomes profitable. So while it's sitting there, it can look like a burden, and it's not producing anything, but there's a purpose to it. And that's where I felt like the Lord was working with me on. I was like, Jared, I want you to be able to sow yourselves in righteousness so you can reap the good things, break up your fallow ground, and this is the key thought he brought to me, for it is time to seek the Lord. It is time till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You're asking for all these things. You're asking for me to draw closer to you. You're asking to know more about me. But I think of the parable where it says the sower threw it on the wayside, on the thorny ground. And Jeremiah specifically mentions the thorns. He's like, I can't sow it there and it do any good. I need you to go to those fallow fields that you have And he's not going to require me to go break up all of them. Right now, he has put his hand on this small little section of my life that he wants me to go break it up. He wants me to go till all this under, that he's, and it's not, us as Christians, sometimes we can, well, let me speak for myself. When he put, it's really easy to justify, okay, Lord, you're telling me to, I need to till this under, but you know, what I'll do is I'll till this under, but I'm going to take some of this and I'm going to plant some of it in a pot over here because I think on these days and this time of the day and this, I can still do these things. I can actually keep this little piece of what was growing on my fallow ground and keep it alive, and it still is, I kind of like it still. That's been my experience, is that it's really easy because it wasn't wrong. And so then you can sit there with the Lord and say, Lord, no, wait a second. And I still don't see it as sin. It's not necessarily wrong. So why are you now wanting me to break all this up? That's because he wants something else to take its place. He's shown me that, but by me leaving this real estate full of things that don't really bring any value, he's wanting me to break that up because he wants to be able to, for me to seek the Lord and for him to be able to rain righteousness on me so that way he can sow some seed and let it grow what he wants to grow and it produce fruit. Because as long as it's staying fallow, it's just going to be, fallow doesn't necessarily mean, when it's done properly, doesn't mean you just neglect it and ignore it and it just turns into this horrible mess. It's still maintained. I was reading some about that today. If it's done properly, you don't just let it grow up in hogweeds and briars and tallow trees and say, well, that's just my fallow field. Because then it's going to be way more work than it should be to get it back where you can farm it again. So that kind of brings me to the second part of fallow ground that I felt like the Lord was working with me on. Maybe we've already broken this land before. Maybe it's land that that the Lord has put his finger on and said, hey, I require this section now. This part of the farm now is going to be profitable. I need you to go break up your fallow ground. I need you to go break up the clods and clear it out, get it ready. And I've done that already. Say we've already done that, and we've produced maybe one or two crops off of it. But one of the definitions that I read was unoccupied and neglected. I say, as my experience as a human, it's pretty easy to get complacent. Once I feel like I've maybe got something licked, maybe if I'm not careful with this particular thing that the Lord's working with me on right now, if in a few months I say, well, I've pretty much got that figured out, I can now leave this plot of land and go work over here and just ignore that. That's not the experience that I found. It doesn't seem to work very well for me, and I'm assuming it probably doesn't work very well for y'all either. That neglect, well, we read about that, of the slothful man, and I think it's in Proverbs, where it was obvious it was once a beautiful place. It once had stone walls and maybe a homestead, and the man, what did he say? He said, I walked by, and there was thorns and nettles and briars and things growing everywhere, and it was, I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was a disgrace. It was something that could have been so beautiful, and at one time was. And this is the part, to me, that is so humbling, is that if I'm not careful, by complacency and allowing myself to get comfortable with my relationship with the Lord, I can allow land that I previously had and was previously bringing a crop to the Lord, I can let that go and it become uncontrolled fallow ground. And then once again, it will turn into, I was just speaking of the land, I mentioned before that I have some land that would probably be considered improperly fallowed. And tallow trees are a menace around here. I don't know how many of y'all have them on your property, but I discovered something about tallow trees. If you have a tallow tree over here, just give a little bit and you'll have one right over here. And I assumed it was from seeds, but it's not. I started pulling up a root, and I probably made it from here to the back door of the chapel, pulling the same chain of root. And it went. And it was following, and it sprout up a new tallow tree, and there'd be a new one, and they're all connected. And I was shocked. Because I have tallow trees in my fence row, and I've got tallow trees popping up way away from my fence row in my field. I thought it was from seed, but it's not. It's all these roots going all over the place underneath the ground, just under the ground, and they're spreading everywhere. And I have those in one of my little pastures. I have goats in there, and they're cleaning a lot of the stuff up, but apparently tallow trees is the last on their menu because they haven't taken care of those yet. I don't want the fields. I don't want to lose ground. The ground that the Lord has allowed me to gain control of and to clean up, when I look back, sometimes the process of cleaning that ground up was not pleasant at all. And maybe it could have been more pleasant than it was because of my own self being hard-headed. But many times, whenever we gain ground, and Jesus said in his when he was here on earth, it doesn't just because it's simple doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. The plan of salvation and the plan that he has for us to make it to heaven is a simple plan. But he said himself that you're going to have, it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be the peaches and cream and everything goes perfect our way. And he's going to require some things of us. And it's not for him to be mean to us. When he says, I need you to break that up, I need you to get rid of that, it's not because he's just looking for more ways to put his thumb on me and say, well, I got more control over him again. Now once I get that from him, I'm going to actually move over here and take that. That's not his purpose at all. It's so he can rain righteousness upon me and upon you. That's his whole purpose, is that while we're here, that he wants us to have a rich experience with him. And yes, his final goal, obviously, is for us to make it to heaven. But that while I'm here, he's able to rain his blessings on me, his righteousness and the peace that he has for us. Last week, I had a thought about rest and how the old Sabbath was actually a physical Sabbath where we were the Israelites, the Jews were to physically cease all work and labor. It was a thing for them to remember what God did and to as a day of remembrance, and so that they're supposed to keep it holy. And I mentioned then about it's when you really think about it, it's pretty comical, but in another way it's not. It shows how human minds work. One of the laws or the rules, it's kind of fuzzy in my brain right now, but those who still practice, you know, the Orthodox folks who still practice the old Sabbath, one of the things was you could move things around inside your own domicile, on your own private land. You could move things around on the Sabbath and do things inside your own private place. So what man has done to skirt around that problem is if you go to some of these Orthodox-type communities, you will see on these telephone pole-looking things all over the place a little wire that goes all over the place. They'll encircle the whole neighborhood. They'll encircle grocery stores. They'll encircle everything with this little wire. And that's a wall. That's their wall to then be able on the Sabbath to move about and do things. And you can look it up. It has a name. I don't remember what it's called. That is the very definition of the intent, not necessarily intent of the law. The letter of the law, but not necessarily intent. Yes, are they inside their little fence. Yeah, but that's not the intent. Obviously, the old Sabbath is now done away with, and we have a daily rest, something we're supposed to observe daily, turning ourself. There's a verse in Isaiah that says, turn away your foot from your way on the Sabbath and delight in the Sabbath and focus and turn away from doing your own pleasure. And that translates now, today, to turning away from my ideas, my plans, and instead turning to Jesus, who is now my Sabbath, and allowing him to give me the rest. Well, I say all this to say this. I mentioned earlier about how human nature is, so when God tells me to break up this piece of land, that I go take a little shovel and cut out a little square of it and put it in a pot on my porch and try to keep the little things that I was growing on my fallow ground. Kind of like stringing up my little wire so I can still do what I wanted to do in the first place, but I still want my rest. God, I want you to still give me my peace. I still want you to rain your righteousness on me, but I want to do it my way. I want to fallow this ground. I want to break up this ground my way. I did break it up, Lord, but technically I also brought a piece of it over here, and now I'm trying to create what I had here. Now I'm just moving it over here. That's not going to work. I found, because I'm going to be honest, I tried that with this. It's human nature to kind of think, okay, Lord, well, I see what you're doing here. So this is how my brain works this way. Oh, I see what you're doing here, Lord. So this is what I'm going to do. Well, that's not what he said. He said, I want you to do this. I have a engineering brain, and usually I have an idea of how things should go down. Usually I have maybe an idea of how it could be done better, and if I'm not careful, I apply that to some of the things the Lord has for me to do. And that's something that the Lord has to work with me on, and I'm sure we all have similar things. Maybe it's not that, but it may be another personality. If you want to call it a flaw or not, but it can be a fault for me that I don't try to meddle too much with, okay, Lord, how about we cut this field in half and we only fallow half of it? We only break up half of it. How about we just take out this little section, or maybe we can, I kind of like the way tallow trees look in the fall, so maybe we'll dig up a couple of these tallow trees and leave them here, because they're probably our prettiest tree in the fall around here. I think that's the only good thing I have to say about them. They are beautiful in the fall. So if I only look at that, say, okay, Lord, I really like how these things look this time of the year, so I want to move one, and I'm going to put it over here. What happens then? I'll use an example of a tallow tree. It starts spreading and goes all over the place, and before I know it, I've got it in my good fields now. I've got it showing up and popping up in places that I never, ever expected it to. We've been trying to teach the children, and I've finding it's true for me too. The attitudes that we have at home with our family, if we're not careful, for a while it'll stay just at home with your family. You're more free to say things to your family than you might to other people, but if we're not careful, the attitude, maybe we won't quite get so far. We share as freely as we do with our family, but if we treat family badly, or we had a bad attitude with our family, or we aren't merciful or kind, eventually that will spill over to people at work, it'll spill over to our friends, it'll spill over those things that can just so readily just come bubbling out of us because we're in a place that we're comfortable. Oh, I know my family loves me and they'll forgive me. Well, if we're not careful, those things will, when you least expect it, will come boiling out and make you want to crawl underneath the table when they do. And I don't want the Lord have to teach me that way. I don't want to go through that. I want when the Lord tells me, Jared, there's a piece of ground here that it's ready to be tilled up. It's time for this fallow ground to be broken up, because you're seeking me for righteousness. You're seeking me for understanding. This has to go for you to get any deeper. This has to go away. These things have to be put aside because they're taking up the space that we need for me to sow that seed. Y'all pray for me. I want I want to be a fruitful field for the Lord. I want any ground that He wants to be used for Him, I want Him to have free reign on it. I want Him to be able to pull His tractor in there anytime He wants and till it all up. And I want to be there to help Him to do whatever needs to be done for my life to be fruitful. And I don't want to get in His way. Y'all pray for me that I'll be true.